This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Is he mobile with the soul's essence? Yes.
Did I break your concentration?
In two days, it's going to be St. Patrick's Day, or as Drew likes to call it, the Irish Spring Fling. This is Sessions, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. You know we do it right. 6 days a week right here on Solid State Radio, and 5 days on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. But it is almost St. Patrick's Day. As we're done with the show tonight at 7 o'clock on Solid State Radio, expect to hear nothing but the Blarney Hour. Every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., Drew Duffney and myself, we bring you an hour of Irish music and music that's inspired by the Emerald Isle. It's going to be going on until Tuesday at 6 a.m., Sean?
Tuesday at 5 a.m.
Tuesday, 5 a.m. So that's a lot of Irish music, and quite frankly, I still don't think it's enough. I love St. Patrick's Day. Thanksgiving's fine. Easter, take it or leave it. Christmas, okay. Give me St. Patty's Day. It is fantastic. Todd Steven.
Hello.
He broke a little chunk off of his schedule to come talk to us when he's not on cruises and playing in Mexico and stuff like that and promoting his album. We're going to be talking about his album here in a little bit, and we're going to be playing a little bit. But St. Patrick's Day is coming up, so we are going to be playing the most Irish Michigan band that I know of. Here's Stone Clover with One More Beer on Sessions on Solid State Radio and, of course, the Solid State Radio app.
This is Solid State Sessions with Adam Harahawk.
Jalapeno dreams, bathing in tequila, running from the law and chasing senoritas. I got a good thing going down here. Man, I wish you were here. Drinking with some hometown friends, making toast, sharing laughs, and remember when in walked a man with a drunken slur. Looked at me and the rest is at best just a blur. I made it to Arizona, headed straight for the border, reached a town called Sonora. I'm beaten alone, first my mind it was weary, but now I see clearly. This is my home, all because of jalapeno dreams, bathing in tequila, running from the law and chasing senoritas. I got a good thing going down here. I'm drinking in the sun, grab a few Coronas, whenever you're in town, Picasso, Picasso. My invitation is your souvenir. 3 long years since that fateful day, took a stand, killed a man, then I ran away. And call me crazy, but whatever you say, raise a glass, it's a fact I intend to stay. I can't complain about money, life is just milk and honey. Play a few games of rummy, then just call it a day. Miss my father and mother, sister and brothers, here I will stay. All because of jalapeno dreams, bathing in tequila, running from the law and chasing senoritas. I got a good thing going down. Sun, grab a few Coronas whenever you're in town. Picasso is your castle. My invitation is your souvenir. Man, I wish you were here. Cause of jalapeno dreams, bathing in tequila, running from the law, chasing senoritas. I got a good thing going down here. Drinking in the sun, grab a few Corona, whenever you're in town. Casa es su casa. My invitation is your souvenir.
One more time.
Broken Day Machine, Jalapeno Dreams, right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. They're not in studio. I hope to get them in here soon. But right now, I have Todd Steven in studio. Welcome to Sessions.
Hello. Thank you for having me, man. I like that band that you just played. I think I can hang out with those guys. They sound pretty cool.
You said that. You were kind of great. We were both vibing to it.
I think I'm going to have to check them out, man.
So. It's March, but now all of a sudden it feels like it's July.
Right. They got that summer vibe, and that's kind of what I was digging too. So, yeah, man.
We are going Facebook Live if you want to see his smiling face and a very fantastic looking guitar.
Oh, thanks, man.
Go to Sessions Facebook page and check out the video. Give a thumbs up, heart emoji, question, comment for Todd, and I will read them on the air. If they're in good taste, you know who I'm talking to. Just sit this one out. Take a knee. Let's get things started here. The song I've been playing from Todd since day one, Whiskey Thinking. Here it is on...
Yes. So Whiskey Thinking, wrote this one a couple of years ago now during the COVID pandemic. And I was up north with my wife. We go to Pentwater sometimes, bring the camper there, and we're camping. And we're just sitting in front of the camper and having a glass of whiskey, watching the sunset over the pine trees and the dunes. And it's kind of a nice picturesque scene, and got the dogs by us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I got the glass of whiskey, and I just turned to my wife, Shannon, and I said, "You know, babe, this whiskey thinking's got me thinking about you and all the stuff we've been through, right? Because, I mean, you know, I probably mentioned this to you before, but I work as a paramedic full time, and so the COVID.
No, you did not.
I didn't.
Oh, you're a paramedic. Wow.
Yeah. So the COVID pandemic was especially hard on us and all first responders and healthcare professionals in general. But, I mean, it was really hard on all of us, and you know, just all the things that we'd been through and made it through and stuff. And yeah. So I turned to Shannon and just gave her that little quip of a line, and she turned back to me and she goes, "Whiskey thinking, huh? That sounds like a song. You should start writing music again. It'd probably make you happy." And it had been a few years since I'd picked up this guitar and written anything. And so I jotted the words down on a piece of paper, hummed a little something into my phone. And when I got home, I started playing around with it. And that became the first song on that I did for Beaches and Bonfires, my new record. So
The plan was to play the recorded version that we've been doing. But you said, no.
Well, I'm really proud of that version. I worked really hard on it. But as long as I'm here and I actually have a guitar in my hands, why don't
we? You're going to play it live?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's Whiskey Thinking, Todd Steven, live on Sessions.
Whiskey Thinking got me thinking about you. Whiskey sours will only turn me blue. I got to drink that holy water enough to drown this fool. 'Cause the whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. Well, I woke up today and saw that you were gone. Rolled right out of bed, wrote this song. I spent so many nights thinking about how I did things wrong. I guess I'm right where I belong. Whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. Whiskey sours will only turn me blue. I gotta drink that holy water enough to drown this fool. 'Cause the whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. Well, I crawled home today and saw that you're still gone. Poured myself a drink and sat alone. I spent so many nights wondering where I went wrong. I guess I'm right where I belong. Yeah, whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. Whiskey sours will only turn me blue. I gotta drink that holy water enough to drown this fool. 'Cause the whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. Here we go! whiskey tells the truth, and bar stools never lie. This is where I spent half my life. I remember you telling me if I went back, you were gone. I guess I'm right where I belong. Whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. Whiskey sours will only turn me blue. I gotta drink that holy water enough to drown this fool. 'Cause the whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. Everybody sing it. Whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. Whiskey sours will only turn me blue. I gotta drink that holy water enough to drown this fool. 'Cause the whiskey thinking got me thinking about you. 'Cause this whiskey drinking got me drinking about you.
So I have fallen in love with the recorded version, but that was a I mean,
that's the campfire version.
It didn't really lose anything. It felt like more.
So for this record,
yeah, go ahead.
As opposed to some of the stuff I've done in the past in my bands, I really tried to approach the songwriting from. It's an old thing that I heard from Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac a long time ago, and not that I'm trying to compare myself to the great Lindsey Buckingham songwriter wise, but he had some good philosophy in that if you can take a song and you can distill it down to its barest roots of just one instrument and a person singing, and it still stands up as a good song, then you've really got something. If you have to add layer upon layer upon layer and all of the accessories and everything to make it into a good song, then maybe it wasn't that great in the first place. And so that was the philosophy that I had for writing a lot of this material, is it's got to stand up on its own, because I'm not going out there with a band right now. I mean, I may have, my brother, who's been my longtime drummer in several bands, or, a couple of my buddies might join me on stage every once in a while, but it's just me for the most part. So these songs have to stand up on their own. So.
Yeah, the new album, Beaches and Bonfires. You brought us a couple copies. Maybe we can give some of those away.
Indeed.
They are available on streaming services, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, all the places you can find music, Spotify, Apple. You can, take my songs and make Instagram posts out of them. You can do all that.
You'll be on TikToks and everything else.
Yeah, well, as long as TikTok is still available. we won't get into that, but we might not have much time for that one. So.
Time's ticking on TikTok.
Yeah, get it while it's high.
Nine tracks on here. How did you limit yourself to nine tracks? Because something tells me there's probably some on the cutting room floor.
Oh, man, there was so much more I could have done, but at some point I just had to... I had to keep the process rolling. I had to, the whole purpose of recording this, obviously I wanted to exercise a demon musically and prove to myself that I can, still get out there and do it and do it at a decent level. But I also, it serves a practical purpose too. I have to have recorded music, professionally recorded music, so that I can get out there and get the kind of gigs that I want to get and get, interviews with people like you and stuff like that. And I can't just, show up as a busker outside and hope that somebody hears me. I have to have something that I can, promote and present. So at some point in time, I just had to go, all right, well, that's that should be good, sufficient, tie up, the thought. Of that album, so
it's an attractive packaging too.
Oh, thank you.
Kyle chiming in on Facebook says, "Getting after it, brother."
Yeah, I know who that is. My old work partner, Kyle. My brother from another mother.
There you go.
He is a fellow brother under the sun. We've gone on several Caribbean vacations together.
Yeah, you just came back from Mexico.
Indeed, yes. So we fell in love with Mexico a little over a decade ago. It actually started out, my parents got a place down there maybe 15 years ago. They got a retirement vacation home, and they bought into this condo complex. It's in Puerto Aventuras, which is just south of Playa del Carmen, just north of Tulum. And Tulum and Acumel and Puerto Aventuras were all very small towns at the time. They hadn't been built up. And my parents got in there and got a good price on their place and have been going every year. And they had a really hard time getting people to go with them. And
really?
It's surprising that it's so hard to convince people to go to Paradise, right? But my wife and I were always like, we'll go. So every year we'd always sign up and go meet my parents for a week down in Mexico. And then finally a place became available and the timing was right for us financially. And we pulled the trigger on it and got our own place. We went in with my father-in-law, John. And now we have our own place, and we go every year of about 2.5 weeks. I mean, we're not retired. We, you know,
PTO.
We still gotta, you know, live that lifestyle. So we get down there for about two. We just did a 2.5 week stint down there. I was able to set up a gig while I was down there. One of the local hangouts that we love going to. It's called the Naughty Burrow. The guy that owns it is an expat, fantastic guy. He always make sure that he has all the American and Canadian sporting events on his TVs and stuff, so we have something to watch. He's really cool, but he's also very involved in the local music scene. So last year, I saw a bunch of people playing on a Monday night, and I just text messaged him on Facebook and just said, "Hey man, what does it take to get a gig down there? I'd like to bring my guitar down and play next year." And he goes, "Yeah, send me some stuff." And then we started corresponding and set up the gig, and I played a 2-hour straight show on a Monday night from like 4:30 to 6:30.
Really? How was that? I mean, playing in a whole other country.
So not as hard as I'd thought, except, you know, obviously they're going to pay you in a different currency, you know.
Yeah, right.
I get paid in pesos, which is fine because I was spending pesos anyway, so so that's not a big deal. But getting the guitar down there was a lot easier than I thought it would be. I've never traveled out of the country with an instrument before in all the years I've been playing. Mm-hmm. But as long as you just bring it as a carry-on, most of the time in these flights they'll just put it in the coat closet for you, and you can just, you know, so it wasn't that bad. But having to figure out what to bring was the hard part because, I'm going to tell you, a lot of these places expect, well, like most bars, they would expect the artists that are performing there to bring their own equipment. Well, I'm not going to bring,
an entire PA.
I'm not going to bring a PA system to another country. So
right.
I had to seek out, like, you know, the places that I knew had a house set up and then kind of corresponded with the guys about, you know, I'm going to bring my cords, I'm going to bring a couple of pedals, I figure out a way to pack all of that stuff into my guitar case and bring it down with me. So packed as light as I could and made it happen. So
there you go.
Yeah, it's fun.
You travel abroad, but you got some stuff coming up here. You're a very busy guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Full-time job and, you know, family and everything else. You're playing tomorrow.
Yeah, we call it St. Practice Day where I'm from. So the day before is St. Patrick's Day, but give it your chance to get your liver conditioned a little bit.
Gotta warm it up.
Yeah, it's a local bar, city I grew up in Trenton, a place called Mr. Nick's. The bar has been there forever. Famously, when I was growing up, all the teachers and city workers used to hang out there after work and stuff like that, and it sort of just stood the test of time. They've done some remodeling, made the place look real nice in there, and they host live music a couple nights a week. I know they have, you know, the Saturday night things that I do, and then they also have an open mic night. I believe it's on Thursdays, but not Thursday.
Then March 30th, so you're going to Corktown Fest.
Yep, 30th, I'll be... it's the Gaelic League I'm going to be playing at.
Yes.
It'll be my first time playing the Corktown Festival. So.
Prime spot, too, 8 to 9?
Yeah, 8 to 9. I guess shabby. I couldn't ask. Well, and when they called me to set the gig up, I asked, well, you know, what's the expectation? What do I need to bring? And they just said, just bring your guitars and your talent. And, you know, and I'm like, okay. So that sounds like the easiest.
Talent's in storage, but I got the guitar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll work on that part for you, but I do have the guitars. But I'm like, you make it real hard for me to say no, and it's for a good cause. They're raising money for charity, and so I don't mind volunteering an hour of my time to go out there and do a little yodeling into the microphone and have some fun. So
when you write songs, there's a couple ways that songwriters do this.
Yeah.
Is it... you sit down, you force yourself to, okay, today I'm going to write a song. Or do you wait for inspiration to hit?
So that's an interesting question because there's no right or wrong answer.
No.
And I know that a lot of professional songwriters purposely try to sit down and write something every day just to try to keep the creative juices flowing.
Sure.
Personally, I have found that never works for me. I have notebooks and notebooks full of just gibberish writing that I won't ever use, which for some people, I guess if that's, you know, the creative energy that they need to keep it flowing. For me, inspiration hits at weird times. Like I told you that
the whiskey thinking.
Yeah. So when I have found that the best songs that I've written come from when I just get hit with an inspiration for something and I jot it down real quick, or like nowadays I've been just, I have about 17 ideas in my phone that I just sing like a melody and like maybe a verse that just pops into my head.
Okay.
Right. And I just, for some reason, sometimes I just wake up and I have something playing in my head when I'm sleeping, and I'll just wake up and hum it into my phone. Or sometimes, like, I know this sounds silly, but a lot of people say it, like, when they're taking a shower or they're just, you know, sitting in the bathroom or whatever. And I think maybe there's something to that where your mind just gets a little freer because you're not thinking and you're not focused on stuff, and it allows the creative energy to come in. And so you allow that to come in, and then you just harness it and you write it out what you need to write out, or sing out what you need to sing out, and then you put it away. And so when you go to actually work on something, you have something to start with.
Right.
Right. And so a lot of these songs kind of were birthed out of that process of me just singing some gibberish into my phone with a melody. And then I would sit down later with my guitar and go, okay, well, it's going to be in this key. And what was I trying to sing about? And whatever. So,
sure. Have you ever been afflicted with writer's block?
That's a good question. I've never been put in a situation where it's a do or die situation where I have to write a song or else.
I guess we talked about a situation.
Yeah.
You're waiting for inspiration to hit, but I guess my question was, okay, I've got this lyric, I've got this chord, but I'm stymied. I don't know where else to go.
Yes, for sure. There's a couple of songs that I would have to walk away from and just try to disconnect for a little bit until the idea came to me. And sometimes they're bridges. You know, like if I'm finishing off a song and I need a bridge for, or if I need like I'm trying to tell a story with the song and I need the second verse to really wrap up, or the third verse to really wrap up the story. Like the Whiskey Thinking one, like that third verse really wraps up the whole story of this guy's, you know, journey with his relationship with alcohol, as opposed to his relationship with his woman. And the third verse kind of wraps the story into a nice little bow. I didn't have that third verse at first. All I had was the you know, I had the meat but not the potatoes of the song, so I had to actually walk away from it and come back when I had an idea of where I wanted it to go, and then it just sort of fell
out of paper. So maybe this next question is futile, but I mean, so when you experience writer's block, is there something that you do, something you listen to kind of loosen that up?
Yeah, sometimes I'll just listen to other artists that I'm inspired by, just try to walk away from what your task is and change gears, I guess. You know, change your mindset.
Sure.
You can listen to other, you know, you listen to a totally different style of music. You know, hey, man, if you're trying to write something in the vein of country and country songs just aren't coming to you right now, turn on some blues, turn on some jazz. Just, you know, change your frequency. And then, you know, sometimes you can circle back around and be enlightened, so...
Save the Last Drink for Me.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the one that ends the Beaches and Bonfires record. Reason why it's at the end?
So this song, I wanted to do my take on a more traditional country song about, you know, loving a woman that doesn't love you back as much as you love her, but, you know, you find sort of a happy balance in your relationship. I drew on, you know, some old influences for this one. Obviously, the words are kind of a play on this Save the Last Dance for Me, you know. The Save the Last Drink for Me. And it was actually inspired by true events, not a girl that I dated for very long. It was actually a girl that I dated right before I met my wife. And that was literally our relationship, is that we would get dressed and go out, and then she would just go out and dance and put on like this just really crazy show of everybody look at me while I'm dancing, dancing queen act. And I would just go over to the bar and sit and drink. And then obviously, you know, she would come back at some point and we would go home. And,
oh, that's, and it was, and that's, I was kinda just hot.
I was just like, well, this is just what, you know, this is what we do, I guess.
Hey, keep it spicy.
Right. Well, until I met my wife and realized that there was a healthier way to have a relationship. But yeah, that's kind of the inspiration I drew on that one. So
Let's play that. We're going to play the recorded version of this one. Then we're going to have you play some more guitar here in a second. But from Bonfires and Beaches and Bonfires, here's Todd Steven. Save the last drink for me on Sessions.
All right. Absolutely.
Say
save the last drink for me. Todd Steven.
Hello.
Bonfire and Beaches. Great new album. Get it wherever you can download music. Maybe possibly in vinyl at some point.
Yeah. So the initial idea was to...
We didn't start talking about it off the air, but yeah.
Yeah. So the initial idea was to put this out in CD form because... I honestly believe that people are going to start wanting music in a tangible form again.
I think they are.
And I think that there's a lot of artistry that goes into the creation of, the packaging and stuff like that. So,
well, I mean, they say the same thing about vinyl, but
yeah.
Vinyl is so expensive and it's such a...
Right.
I grew up in vinyls in the 70s and they get scratched and warped and everything else. Mm-hmm. CDs... You like you said off air, you can put it on your computer.
Right.
There's so much you can do.
Yep.
This packaging is very attractive. I mean, I'm looking at this, and it's like a photo album in here.
So Disc Makers did the packaging, but the layout came from me and the wife, and we just compiled a bunch of pictures over the years of me and her and me and all my buddies. Basically, everybody that's in those pictures are people that stood up in my wedding or guys in my band and stuff like that. And, the pictures on the back with the guitars, that's actually my living room floor right there getting ready for a gig. So,
oh, yeah. Well, I see. Oh, 89X. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Remember them? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and then the pictures on the front, like I was telling you, the fire one is actually a bonfire from our place up north that I got a really good picture of that.
Yep.
And then the other one, my wife, Shannon, shot that at night in Puerto Aventura.
So these are not clip art kind of things. These are
That's all stuff that means something to me.
And it's polar opposites, up north, Michigan, and then...
Yeah. So that's sort of the theme. And then if you open the thing up, you see sort of a landscape of then and now, basically.
With a nice Les Paul in front of a Marshall. You went with the rock vein, and now you're doing this.
Yeah, so, well, it's...
still in your
it's
blood.
Not that, I mean, I always, rock music is a love. I have rock as an influence, among many others. It just got to a point where it was just too difficult to make a band situation work on a permanent basis.
It's a lot of work, especially when you're in a family and everything else.
Oh, God,
With people the same age.
So the band I was in, obviously my brother played drums, and we had a couple of our buddies that filled out musically. We're all friends. Like, we'd get together and have drinks and stuff. But, they came out for my 50th birthday. Sorry, I'm getting old. But, they came out for my birthday party, and it's just that, your career, you get married, buy a house, you have a couple of kids, all your kids are playing four or five different sports.
Yep.
Where do you fit the music in, right? So that's where I kind of landed with going back to the acoustic thing, because now I don't have to rely on anybody. Hey, can you clear your schedule this summer? Because I really like to tour heavy behind this album. No, man, I'm just going to go out there and do it like this. And I only got myself to blame if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, so. You do quite well. I mean, you played Whiskey Thinking because it's like, I mean, which is your mom's favorite song, by the way. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Still my mom's favorite that I've written. Yeah,
your mom's cool.
I
want to hang out with your mom because she
definitely is my biggest fan. But she'll tell me if something's not working too.
Think you can do a little bit better.
If there's one person that has been objectively listening to my music from the time I was, very young, it's her. So I certainly value her opinion. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have gone down this path. Like, she literally saw the passion in me for it and pushed me towards it, where a lot of other parents might have been like, I don't know, we don't have the time for this. We don't have the money for this. Who's got money for guitar and piano lessons? And, we can barely, make ends meet every week. But, she found a way to do it for me and my brother, so...
Going to Facebook Live, John chimes in. Great song, backstory and songwriting tips, Todd. I had that X too.
Yeah.
I think we
all dated that girl, didn't we? That's all right.
But I mean, I'm seeing kind of a where you purposely have written these songs. I mean, with a full band for the record.
Yeah.
But then it's almost like you made sure that you could perform them. So
absolutely.
Long.
That was the whole idea, is that eventually down the road
I could pick any of these songs right now and you could play it live. Or do you have one in your mind?
Well, I've rehearsed a bunch of them. There's some, well, actually the only reason I kind of did the sigh is because some of them were written on my other guitar, which is out in my truck.
Oh.
I know we don't have to. Some of them I wrote in an open tuning.
Oh, right? Gotcha.
As a solo musician, I've been leaning on that heavy for a long time. And as going back to what you said before about inspiration, different ways of drawing inspiration is sometimes to just tune your instrument, which we have the ability to do that playing a string instrument. We can just use alternate tunings. God bless Keith Richards, man. He wrote all of the Rolling Stones' greatest hits in an open G.
Without the E string
on it, right? So he just, you know, he found the system that worked for him, and he leaned heavy into it. Anyway, I wrote a few of those songs on an open string guitar, but I didn't bring it in here with me because I wasn't sure much.
You feel like playing a song for us?
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
Okay, so this is the first song on the record. Is called Float. And ironically, it was the last song that I had written for Beaches and Bonfires. This song,
really?
Yeah. I needed one more kind of upbeat country summer party track, and the inspiration for this one really just goes. It's pretty simple. My wife always has this this anecdote. She says. Yeah, she was on the swim team for a bunch of years in like junior high and high school, and she said she found out that she didn't really like swimming so much as she enjoyed floating, right? And she still say, like, when we go on vacation, she's like, I just need to go for a float, right?
Okay.
And it's like, and floating is her happy place, whether it's the ocean
awesome.
Or the pool or whatever. And I've never seen her more like just in the moment and you know, just enjoying the life experience than just floating in the water. So
okay.
I sort of drew inspiration from her saying that and kind of put this song together about, you know, what we like to do when we got the time to do it. So anyway, this song is called Float.
Take you on a float, put a beer in your hand, put the wind in your hair, and give your skin a little tan, put a smile on your face, and take your cares all away. I wanna sing a song of roll while I take you on a float. There is one thing guaranteed to take your blues away. Sitting here beside me as we drift and make our great escape. I'll watch the sunset through your eyes. I want to take you on a float, put a beer in your hand, put the wind in your hair, and give your skin a little tan, and put a smile on your face. Take your cares all away. I wanna sing a song of road while I take you on a float. Forget tomorrow, forget what happened yesterday. Yeah. We've got each other, and the sun is just starting to fade. Watch the sunset through your eyes. Yeah, this is our moment trapped in time. I want to take you on a float, put a beer in your hand, put the wind in your hair, and give your skin a little tan, put a smile on your face. Take your cares all away. I wanna sing a song of road while I take you on a float. When the warm breeze hits you and you start to drift away, and I'll be right here with you, floating through this perfect day. I wanna take you on a float. Put a beer in your hand, put the wind in your hair, and give your skin a little tan. I wanna take you on a float, put a beer in your hand, put the wind in your hair, and give your skin a little tan, put a smile on your face, take your cares all away. I wanna sing a song of road while I take you on a float. I wanna sing a song of road while I take you on a float. Wanna sing a song of road while I take you on a float.
There you go.
Nice.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It's the performer in you that almost had me clapping during that part. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to mess up that take.
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you can clap. Well, you're a musician, right?
Yeah.
You can clap on 2 and 4 and not 1 and 3.
Yeah. Well, I've had 3 shots of whiskey, so it could be
clap
7.
On 1 and 4. Yeah.
Something like that. So you have the record out right now. You're doing some touring. What's next? Is there another record in the works?
Well,
or is it too early to tell?
I want to give this record its due push. I'm actually going to... I also work through a company called Radio Direct X, which is an indie company out of Toronto that does radio promotion. And
cool.
They've been very good to me over the years with the bands that I was in and getting my song played in radio and podcasts and stuff like that, pretty much all over the world for a pretty nominal price. I mean, they're very, there's any other artists that are listening to this right now, they're looking. Radio Direct X is fantastic. I mean, you know, they've got packages for all, you know, whatever you need, man. If you're trying to push a whole album, they got a package for you. If you're trying to push a song, they got a package for you. So
let's go through the album again. You can get it through all streaming services.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram, Facebook. You can, you know, make your posts with it. TikTok for a limited time. You know, whatever other social media you can think of, it's in there.
It comes up next week or something like that.
Yeah, so went through Disc Makers to get it made and pressed. I went through CD Baby for the publishing, and it's up and it's available. If you want, you can check out my website, toddstevenmusic.com. And that's got links to all of my social media, all of my stuff, in addition to a clothing line that the wife and I just launched, a lifestyle brand to kind of coincide with our music. So you can pick up some flip-flops or a T-shirt there. So
John says, 1 and 3 need some life, too. I can't remember exactly what that refers to. We'll have to do that. Kyle says, excellent, well done. We've figured that out.
Thanks, Kyle.
So when you're playing shows live, I want to know how I phrase this question because
that's
we're running out of time, but
yeah,
I mean, you're sitting there for 2 to 3 hours and you're looking at the crowd. What's your favorite funny moment? Not just favorite funny moment when you're playing live? I know it's
man.
A loaded question, but
yeah, I've had so many over the years because you just I've played gigs on so many levels from, if I can tell you a story, it's along the lines of what we were talking about, but I think this is a good anecdote.
Sure.
My old band Hiding in Thailand, the one that with my brother, we were playing an all ages show at a place called the Modern Exchange in Downriver that I think is going to have a resurgence pretty soon.
Good.
From what I understand. But it was a place that hosted live music for years and years. Great place for kids to come and hang out, kids to come and cut their teeth. Bands like us that are, you know, looking for places to play and for a following. Anyway, we were on this bill with several other bands of the same ilk as us, pop rock, and we're playing. And I didn't know that any of these kids knew our song, any of our songs really. They were just up there dancing and having a good time.
Sure.
So we started into one of our songs. It was it's a song called First Day. And I get to the bridge part of the song, and in the bridge part of the song, it kind of just breaks down, and it's just me. I click over to the clean channel, and I'm just strumming and singing, and I got my eyes closed. And I could hear, like, you know, some people singing with me, and I thought it was the guys in my band. So I open my eyes, and I turn and look at Matt, the guitar player, and he's not singing. I turn and look at Dave, the bass player. He's not singing. And I turn around and look at my brother. My brother takes a drumstick and points out to the audience.
Over there.
And all these kids, this ocean of kids, were just singing along to this song that we wrote and recorded.
Wow.
And I was like,
goosebumps?
Holy cow. And it in that moment, I just realized this is what we do this for.
Yeah.
This is it, man. This is the moment. And it's that feeling that I think that a lot of artists will probably chase the rest of their careers, honestly.
Sure.
So it doesn't matter if you're playing a room full of 10 people or a room full of 10,000 people. That feeling is that feeling. And so, yeah.
Let's play one more song recorded that's going to play us out because we're running out of time.
Yeah, that sounds good.
What do you want to play?
Well, I'm going to be pushing Party Gras as my next single
over
the summer. So, yeah, let's do that one.
Todd, Steven, thank you very much for hanging out with me.
Thank you so much for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Bonfire, beaches and bonfires. Here's Party Gras. It's on Sessions. Good night.
You're invited to the Party Gras. You're invited to the Party Gras. Me and the crew shooting fireballs. If you're living like an outlaw, you can meet me at the Party Gras. Just a random Tuesday night. Got the Yeti packed up real tight. Won't be long before we're feeling alright. Hope you're down for this. Headed over to my cousin's house.
She's cool.
She's up north, but her heart's down south. Start a fire in that old backyard, yeah. Hope you're down for this. We're just living for today. Yeah. From California out to Wichita, drinking teas, rocking Panama. So come and join us at the Party Gras. Me and the crew shooting fireball, sipping Bacardi, babe, without the straw. So if you're living like an outlaw, you can meet me at the Party Gras. Got the boat shined up real nice. Just bring a couple bags of ice. Sun is shining and the air's just right. Down to the headed out to that swimming hole. The water's warm but the beer is cold. And live like this, man, and don't get old. I hope you're down for this. Cause we're just living for today. Drinking teas, rocking Panama. So come and join us at the Party Gras. Me and the crew shooting fireball, sipping Bacardi, they looked out the straw. So if you're living like an outlaw, you can meet me at the Party Gras. Turn my head back in party mode. Turn it up till my speakers blow. Swerve driving down this old dirt road. Yeah, yeah. Solo color, full of Jack and Coke. To the Party Gras. From California out to Wichita, drinking teas, rocking Panama. So come and join us at the Party Gras. Me and the crew shooting fireball, sipping Bacardi, babe, without the straw. So if you're living like an outlaw, you can meet me at the Party Gras. You're invited to the Party Gras. From California out to Wichita,